Welcome to Ask the Doctor, and is brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare and News 104.5 WOKV. Where else can you get free medical advice over the radio? We're so proud to bring you this show, and we hope that you get a lot out of it, too. Now, I'm your host, Roxy Tyler, and today we are talking about a couple of different things, actually. Feet is a big issue because a lot of people have issues with their feet, and you'd be surprised at how many people have to go through life with a little bit of pain or a little bit of this or this odd thing happen, and they need to know some answers. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about hyperbaric chamber, and it's the thing that they offer at St. Vincent's, and it is a tool that is used to help the wounds that are hard to heal, and we're going to talk about that. And because we had such a big response last week and so many phone calls, we have brought back Dr. Beth Pierce. And Dr. Pierce, thank you so much for agreeing, I know, on the last minute to come in again and change around your plans to be with us today. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Good afternoon, Roxy.
And I know that you have a very extensive background because last week we talked about a lot of different things. And let's just start out by letting the audience know some of the things about you. I want to give out the phone number, too. If you've got a question, you can get on the line at any time. The number is 340-1045, area code 904-340-1045. Now, you are a podiatrist, and you have your own practice, and you also work at St. Vincent. So tell me about some of the things. I know you say you can really answer any questions about the lower extremities, right?
That is correct.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about your background and some of the things that you do on a normal basis.
Absolutely. I am a podiatrist, and in the realm of medicine, rather than focus on any one system, which is what most people are accustomed to, for example, dermatologists will treat skin and ophthalmologists will treat eyes, podiatrists will treat virtually every system of the lower extremity. Most specifically, surgically from the knee down, most specifically as far as the biomechanics of the lower extremity, again, that would be from the hip down. And in terms of every other system, we do get involved with skin. I do a lot of pain management, a lot of neuropathy-related care, and we spoke briefly about that last week, but that means pain due to nerve dysfunction, whether it's from a disease process or from trauma or an injury, and those things that most people are very aware of in terms of podiatry, fixing hammer toes and fixing bunions and resolving pain and heel pain and ankle sprains and fractures. Many of my colleagues subspecialize in one area or another, but all of us do the practice of medicine of the lower extremity.
And that is so important because, I mean, so many people have issues from the lower extremities down because we're on our feet so much. I mean, that's our motive of transportation as people. We need to get from point A to point B, and it's just such an important thing because, you know, there's so many different things now that you can do that years ago, just even 10 years ago, maybe wasn't possible or wasn't as easy to fix. And there's so many things that can be repaired that you guys do that is really cool, in my opinion. So, but we've already got some people on the line. So you want to start taking calls already?
I'd be happy to.
Okay. 340-1045 is the number to call. The area code is 904. If you're out of our listing area or our area code, 904-340-1045. And let's go straight to Gary from the South Side. Hi, Gary. How are you today?
Hey, doing well. How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Hi, Gary.
What's your question for Dr. Pierce?
I have a sharp stabbing pain in my left heel. It seems to have something to do with the Achilles tendon, and I've been told it's a form of plantar fasciitis, but I thought that was like, you know, up under the foot. And it comes and goes. I mean, some days I don't even notice it, and then some days just, you know, I have to walk without actually bending my ankle, you know?
Yes. Wow.
And I was just wondering, is it, and then, you know, I thought maybe tendonitis. I mean, do you get that with the Achilles tendon or?
Yes, Gary, absolutely. At the end of the tendon of the Achilles, it would be the back of your heel. And
right.
At that insertional point, sometimes there's a bump, which is so often called a Haglund's bump. Sometimes there's not. But that tendon, where it inserts, will become inflamed, particularly with use, loss of flexibility, or very commonly with a leg length discrepancy. The shorter limb will often have, quote, Achilles tendinopathy or Achilles tendonitis. And if you imagine that the Achilles tendon is a rubber band, an older rubber band will fray. It won't snap. But that process is an acute on chronic circumstance where you will experience discomfort. It is not an area, NOT, you cannot have a cortisone injection there as you might be able to in the plantar fascial band, which is a similar kind of circumstance, but it is, as you aptly and incorrectly put, on the bottom of the heel. And the reason that we cannot put cortisone into the Achilles tendon region specifically with an injection is it will increase the risk of a rupture. So there are other things. Stretching that area, very, very valuable. Sometimes just a heel lift on that one side alone. Sometimes people who have a high arched foot or then sometimes actually just a wedge. It's a shim, about a quarter of an inch shim. I always say big toe, little side, or little toe, big side, so that the heel does not invert when it hits the ground. And that also can be quite beneficial.
And is that just an insert that you put into all your shoes, or what is that? Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. You just move it from shoe to shoe.
And you said you are a runner. I see here on the screen, Gary. Is that right?
Yeah. I've cut way back. I've been running since the 80s, and I'm not doing marathons or anything, but I still do a couple miles a week. But they're slow, and most of it is cross country. I try not to run on pavement or asphalt. Concrete or anything.
Yeah. Right.
Well, if you had the chance, I would recommend you run with your pain foot, whichever one that you're experiencing the pain on, the left foot on the lower side of the berm.
On the lower, okay, a downhill then, yeah.
Correct. So that you were essentially shortening that leg.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Well,
best
of
luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, just so that, does that answer your question? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, best of luck to you. I know that it's very frustrating, when you're trying to get around and you have heel pain, and us women, we like to wear heels, and a lot of times doctors, especially podiatrists, will say, that's probably one of the worst things you can do. So that's another whole issue, probably jamming your feet in your toes into those even pointy toe heels can eventually create problems, can't they?
Well, I'd like you to know that I'm counter to that philosophy.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Because I love heels.
It's not the heel itself. It's the pitch of the heel.
Oh, really?
Yes. And, of course, you wouldn't want to put yourself into anything that was too small. So if you jam your toes into an area that does not have adequate toe box, it will cause pain. But a heel itself is not a problem. In fact, many foot types function best with a 1 to 2 inch heel.
That is so cool. I like that idea because I always felt guilty about wearing my heels. I thought, oh my goodness, I know I've had people tell me before, well, you got to be careful with those heels because some of them are right now they're like, 6 inches, 8 inches. They're really kind of ridiculous. And then the angle is like straight up. So, but the 2 inch heel is what I really prefer to wear anyway, because I find it more comfortable as well. So interesting. Okay, well, let's go next. 340-1045 is the number to call. Next up, we have James from the West Side. Hi, James. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well. I understand you wanted a medical opinion about your foot condition. What kind of foot condition are we talking about here?
It's either Mueller-Wise disorder or syndrome or something like that. Are you familiar with that?
I didn't hear exactly.
Say it again.
Mueller-Wise.
Mueller-Wise.
I'm not sure that I am, but
okay. Well,
speak
basically,
more.
The navicular bone in my foot has been bad blood flow over my life, and it's been crushed, and now it's like cracked. I had seeked some medical attention about it a while ago, and they told me that really the only treatment is surgery. And they told me that I'm 27 now, mm-hmm. and that was probably 10 years ago or so. and they told me that I would have to wait till I get older or the pain is just completely unbearable.
Okay.
I was just curious if you had any, you know, insight on any kind of treatment related to that or anything along those lines.
I believe that what you're speaking about is osteonecrosis, which is death of the bone due to loss of blood supply, where it'll basically collapse.
That sounds familiar.
May be that one particular historian discovered it first and they gave it a name, which certainly I could take a look at. Is it just the one foot, James?
No, both of my feet have the same.
Interesting. Okay. And do you have what would be considered a flat foot deformity?
I have a small arch. I mean, my foot's not completely flat, but there's not much of an arch to it.
Right. Okay. Generally speaking, that area, if there's been bone death, there are some mechanical offload aspects, because it doesn't hurt you all the time. I would imagine when you're off of it, it doesn't bother you as much as when you're on it. Is that correct?
Yes and no. I mean, there are times where just sitting down, I have pain, and but typically, yeah, the more I'm on it, the more it hurts.
Right. And therefore, insert a custom orthotic. There are as many custom orthotics as there would be prescriptive eyeglasses, so I use that term very loosely. But an appropriately prescribed orthotic device to offload that area, balance out for it, if you will, should give you a great deal of resolution. And at some point, ultimately, any arthritic or degenerative condition, yours is just accelerated, may require surgery. So they are not wrong. And as with any surgery, you would certainly want to wait until you had no other alternative.
I agree.
And what about the recovery time on something like that? Is that, because it's your foot? I mean, would you be growing on crutches and that kind of thing? Or in your professional opinion, what do you think?
It's hard to say. I would imagine they would have to fuse that bone. But again, I would have to see x-rays to do so. And most people are looking at that 4 to 6 week period before they're going to be doing a great deal of weight bearing. And as with most foot surgery, it does take several months before you or anyone would begin to have a more normal gait pattern.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, does that answer your question okay, James?
It does. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you listening to the show, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got a lot of callers on the line. Hang on. We've got Nathan, Albert, and Maria. Hang on the line. We're going to take a brief break. We'll be right back, and Dr. Pierce will be answering more of your questions right here on Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV.
The reins of Congress are now in the hands of the Republicans. Will the next 2 years bring more gridlock or new compromise? From immigration to health care and everything in between, whatever happens next, you'll hear it here on Jacksonville's News 104.5 WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
Too many Americans are living without dental insurance, which means they might not be getting even the most basic care for their families. After all, a simple cleaning can cost $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost hundreds more. That's why at Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, we're proud to offer dental coverage that Americans can afford for less than a dollar a day, with the freedom to choose any dentist you want and never pay a deductible. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can help pay for over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, no matter what, even for folks on Medicare. We're on a mission to help provide Americans with good dental insurance. So please, if you don't have coverage, call 1-800-300-9802 for all the details. That's 1-800-300-9802 to receive a free information kit directly by mail. 1-800-300-9802.
This is Eddie Farah. I grew up here in Jacksonville in a house on the north side near my dad's grocery store. When I was 17, my father passed away suddenly, leaving me, my brother Chuck, our sister, and our mom wondering how we were going to pay the bills or put food on the table. Now, years later, people walk into our offices almost every day in the exact same situation. The breadwinner in the family has been injured in an accident that wasn't their fault, and their future is uncertain. They're scared. Chuck and I, we know that feeling. We banded together, and somehow we made it through. Now we fight the insurance companies and big corporations that choose to stand between hardworking people and the compensation they deserve. I'm proud of where I came from, and if I were starting all over again, I wouldn't change a thing. Call us at 396-5555. Farah and Farah, protecting you and your family since 1979. Offices, Jacksonville.
Hi, this is Bill Hendrick, Vice President and Market Manager for Cox Media Group. This week, we are saluting one of our very own, Jake Mitchell, also known as Tank. Jake is the voice and personality of X1029, on air and on social media. Basically, he's been writing and delivering inappropriate jokes for us for 8 years now. When Jake is not pretending to be busy, he's just not busy. Really.
Jake is a creative god, as if somehow Bob Ross and Jimi Hendrix merged into one person, and that person spent their entire life making fun of Michael J. Fox.
You know, Jake's not only the most creative person I've ever met, he's also really annoying. Spending any extra time with Jake is like doing the river run with a pebble in your shoe the entire time.
The best part of my job is that I have the ability to be myself, and they give me space to be creative. Also, they pay me in money, not in Skittles like my old job.
As you can tell, Jake is a fun and beloved member of our team. He makes us laugh. If you would like to join the team at Cox Media Group here in Jacksonville, visit our website at coxmediagroup.com and click on careers.
When a car dealership quotes you one price online and another at the dealership, walk out. Otherwise, you'll be negotiating for all those add-ons that you didn't even want. Duval Honda is a safe place to buy a vehicle. They shop the market every single day so that they can genuinely offer you their best possible price right up front without all the games.
This month, come take a look at a 2014 Honda CR-V 5-speed automatic LX for only $189 per month for 36 months. Duval Honda, our best possible price right up front, haggle and hassle-free. We guarantee it.
Hi, I'm Cecil Shorts III. Just this second, another kid dropped out of school. If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. United Way of Northeast Florida knows that mentors can change the course of student lives. I'm drafting you to be a part of the team that helps middle school students stay in school. Join me as an Achievers for Life mentor and change the direction of a student's life. Visit UnitedWayNEFL.org/Achievers for Life.
WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 6 on the WOKV weather meter with a mix of clouds and sun today. A few scattered showers mainly near the coast and a high around 60, but cooler at the beaches. Partly cloudy with a few showers near the coast tonight down to 50 degrees. Partly cloudy and milder tomorrow. A few showers, a high in the low 70s. And Monday all the way into the upper 70s, increasing cloudiness, breezy and mild with mainly afternoon and evening showers and perhaps a thunderstorm. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back to Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare and News 104.5 WOKV. I am your host, Dr. Roxy Tyler, and we have podiatrists in the house again today, Dr. Beth Pierce. We had such a big turnout and so many people calling, that's why we wanted to have her back again. And you could also go to jackshealth.com, because I know we mentioned the hyperbaric chamber, which is a really great tool for healing wounds that just are tough to heal. And if you have any questions about there, there's actually a YouTube video on jackshealth.com. Check that out, too, if you do have some questions about that. Let's go straight back to the phones. As promised, we've got 340-1045, the number to call. You want to get in line for your question. And Albert from Orange Park, you are up next, sir. How are you today, Albert?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. I understand you got a question about your wife.
Yeah, she had a slip in the shower, and the front of her shin came down on that metal rail for the shower door. And evidently, she damaged her lymph system.
Ah.
So what they're telling us is that her lymph system is no longer circulating. I guess they're calling it lymphedema.
Yes.
Now, we've gone through a lymphedema clinic. They've done compression socks. We got one of the machines that I guess it kind of...
Yes, the compression pump.
Yeah, we've done that. It just doesn't seem to be getting better. I don't know if it's just not going to or if there's something else that maybe we could try.
The challenge with... First of all, Albert, hello, and I'm sorry that your wife's having that problem. The challenge with lymphedema is that once that system is, quote, broken, it's very difficult for it to restart itself, and all therapies are accommodative, meaning, and I will for the audience in a minute describe what lymphedema is, but to you, Albert, specifically, as long as there is adequate compression, some of that swelling or edema can be contained or maintained, but the minute the compression is removed, the edema will reoccur. I use a system right now, which is rather than a compression stocking, which can be extremely uncomfortable for people with lymphedema, mm-hmm. It's more of a compression wrap. In other words, you don't pull it on like a sock, although it does have a sock-like liner, but rather the compression wraps around and Velcros like a bear hug. And so okay. It is much easier for people to use, and they wear them every other night, and they are prescriptive. And along with the compression pump therapy, and there are two different kinds of compression pump therapies. There's the gradient and the non-gradient. In other words, with the gradient compression system, it's stronger. As it goes up, it increases the tension. So best of luck on that.
We can program it to do either one. So we actually get to choose which one she thinks she can handle at the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck. And that's the other thing that you can speak with your professional about, which is the Solaris wrap system.
Solaris wrap.
We actually got those last week. We're starting to use them. One, she can wear during the day, and the other one is specifically for at night.
Right. That and exercise, lots and lots of exercise. So if she's a heavy woman, it makes it more difficult. If she's a slender woman, it makes it a little bit easier. But even slim women with lymphedema, it's a devastatingly difficult, challenging condition. Yeah. Best of luck.
A lot of patience, probably.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Teaching a class with autistic children. There was one that just kept kicking her in the shit. So.
Oh, goodness.
We thought of that now.
Well, thank you so much for the call. We're running out of time, but thank you, Albert, and best of luck to you and your wife. Maria and Grace, hang on the line. You are going to be next up on Ask the Doctor. Right now, though, we're going to give you the very latest news from Fox, your full weekend forecast, too. You're listening to Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The president's health care law kicks off a second enrollment period.
There are big court cases coming up that could put many key parts of the law and mechanisms for enforcing it in peril. But President Obama is promising that prices will be low and people will continue to get health insurance who never had it before.
Fox's Peter Ducey. A Nebraska medical facility set this afternoon to receive a doctor who is infected with Ebola in Sierra Leone.
The medical team caring for him on the Phoenix Air jet in which he's being transported said he is critically ill and much sicker than the other patients we've cared for here with the Ebola virus.
Taylor Wilson, spokesman for the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. And unclear how it'll affect shoppers this Thanksgiving, but turkey wholesale prices are at an all-time high, with farmers producing the lowest number in nearly three decades. Those who scale back blaming high corn prices after 2012. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This is Jacksonville's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 104.5 WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits. with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
Hi, this is Dave Binion, owner of Zero Res here in Jacksonville. Did you know that your Jacksonville Zero Res team was number one in the nation for customer satisfaction? Listen to what Audrey in St. John's County had to say.
We've always relied on Zero Res to keep our floors looking refreshed. We value their professional, knowledgeable, and thorough technicians that we can always trust in our home. They arrive on time and ready to work. Life with pets and a toddler can really be tough on carpets. So to us, nothing beats the brand new, deep clean feeling after they're done.
Thanks, Audrey. We are so grateful for you and all of our kind and generous customers. The holidays are right around the corner, and we can't possibly clean for everyone at the same time. So book your appointment early, before our schedule is full. Right now, we are running a special of 3 rooms of carpet clean for $129 and get a hallway clean for free. That's 3 rooms of carpet and a hallway cleaned for only $129. Give us a call today at 287-5727. That's 287-5727. Zero Res, the right way to clean.
My husband, my daughter, and myself participate in a yoga class. I do think it's important to have a good balance in life, and part of that is mind, body, and spirit.
Lori suffered with chronic lower back pain. Coastal Spine and Pain Center doctors are treating her with non-invasive acupuncture.
I am really glad that I made the decision to go to Coastal Spine and Pain Center. They really made a big difference in my life.
Coastal Spine and Pain Center, life in balance. 904-265-7755.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Variable cloudiness through this afternoon, breezy and cool with a few showers, especially near the coast, a high around 60, a 6 on the WOKV weather meter. Partly cloudy with a few showers near the coast tonight, down to 50, and partly cloudy but milder tomorrow. A few showers develop with a high in the lower 70s, Monday approaching 80 degrees, but increasing cloudiness and breezy with scattered afternoon and evening showers and a few thunderstorms. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
You're moving up to speed, heading towards the south side on 95 southbound, 6 minutes from Butler Boulevard to the Beltway. Another 8 minutes will get you to County Road 210. And there's something to slow you down over the Dane's Point Bridge as you make your way into Arlington, south on the East Beltway. 11 minutes from Hexer Drive, past Atlantic Boulevard to JTB. With Jacksonville's only Saturday traffic, I'm Danielle Lee.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group. Jacksonville's only all news in the morning. Rich Jones and Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9.
How hot and stormy your new week will be. We'll update weather and traffic every 6 minutes, Monday starting at 5 on Jacksonville's Morning News.
Welcome back to Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare and News 104.5 WOKV. I am your host, Roxy Tyler, and today we're talking about feet, and boy, do we have a lot of people calling in about that topic. If you've got a question, get on the line. We're also talking about the hyperbaric chamber at St. Vincent's and all of the good that that machine can do to help heal wounds that are very tough to heal. And the doctor was so good last week, we had to bring her back again. Dr. Beth Pierce is a podiatrist, and she has been just wonderful. So thank you so much, Dr. Pierce, for taking your time out of your day. And without further ado, let's go straight to Maria from Middleburg, who has been so patiently hanging on. Thanks for your patience, first of all, Maria. And what is your question for the doctor today?
When I heard about this doctor, I feel like she was an angel.
Oh, she is an angel. I can tell you that. She's beautiful as an angel, too.
Because there are so many people are in pain. That's why she become famous.
Mm. Thank you, Maria. How can I help you, my dear?
Well, when I heard you, I felt like there's still some hope for me.
Absolutely. There's almost always hope.
I'm always praying that there's got to be a way for me. I am in a chronic pain because what happened is I had 10 surgeries. And I'm developing a lot of scar tissue right there in the abdominal. You said you're helping people from waist down to the foot. So I really would like to see you as consulting my my body that is in so much in pain, see if there's some way that there's a way with this body that can find some kind of healing process, because you're probably the only one that can solve this problem, because I need somebody like you.
And you've been having problems. Where is your pain, and how long have you had this?
Well, what started this is I had cesarean birth. I had cesarean baby. And the last baby, they cut the main nerve on my left side of my right there. It was a bikini cut. So as a young person, I was not very knowledgeable. You know, when you're young, you're foolish. You think doctors are God. Mm-hmm. So you trusted them. So they exploded me more, and which is form more scar tissue.
Yeah, scar tissue can be something that's very painful and that you have to deal with for a long time. So do you want to for us to put you on hold and then get her information off air to give her a call?
I would like to really see this doctor in person.
Okay, all right. Well, let me put you on hold, and we'll get Robert to get your information, and we'll have the doctor give you a call. How's that?
That is like I said, I need this woman to be my guardian angel.
Okay. Well, hang on the line, Maria, and we'll get your information. Robert will take that for you, okay? Hang on the line, and best of luck to you. Thank you so much for calling in the show. If you've got a question, we're talking mainly about feet, but as Maria was saying, you know, basically the lower extremities is Dr. Pierce's can answer questions about. So if you got a question, 340-1045 is the number to call. And let's go next to Grace from San Marco. Hi, Grace, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. And what is your question? I understand you're calling for your husband today.
I am calling in for my husband. He is on his feet a lot, and he has a place about the size of a walnut on the pad of his foot, closer to his pinky toe, that's really, really painful to him. And it's a little bit raised and a little bit red. And I wondered if you could tell me what type of doctor you think he needs to see, if you think it might be something serious.
Hi, Grace. It's just on one foot. You're saying it's on the bottom of a foot, and you say it's about the size of a walnut. Would you say that it reminds you of an upside-down knuckle that he's walking on?
Yeah, it almost resembles like a what a blister looks like, but it's hard. It's not soft like a blister, but it kind of resembles a blister.
It may very well be a plantar's wart, which is a fancy word for a wart that's on the plantar or bottom of a foot, and they can grow to be quite large and quite painful, and usually any podiatrist would treat this. If it is not, again, I'm not seeing it, you may be describing a metatarsal bone that is prominent. That would be more at the base of some of the toes, and the surgical correction or accommodation of that area also can be a very, very good or provide very good outcome and relief.
Okay. Is there something that he can do to rule out one over the other, or do you think he just needs to go see a podiatrist so that he can be diagnosed?
A lot of times that's the easiest. Certainly you can go online and look at some of the pictures. And go to any of the images. I prefer Google myself, and see if you can't identify it.
And okay. And how long has he had this? It just, you know, did it start small and then end up the size of a walnut, or how did that?
He just noticed it. Okay. It started being really painful probably about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And when he noticed it, it was about the size of a walnut.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, and he might have stepped on something.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get a foreign body reaction.
Okay. Yeah. Got something in there. Okay. All right. But yeah, and if you want to reach Dr. Pierce, too, you can do it through St. Vincent's website at jackshealth.com, right?
Okay.
That is correct.
And it's Dr. Beth Pierce, P-E-A-R-C-E. And she has her own practice as well in St. Augustine.
Okay, great. Thank you so much
All right.
for that.
Best of luck.
Yes, thanks for the call, Grace, and best of luck to your husband as well.
Thank you very much. You both have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you too. All right, let's go next. We've got another caller on the line, and 340-1045 is the number to call. And next up, we've got Sonny from Julington Creek. Hi, Sonny. How are you today,
sir? Hey, Roxy. Good afternoon to you and Dr. Pierce.
Hello, Sonny.
I've got a left leg that about 10 o'clock at night, I can set the clock. It'll start jumping around.
Yes, sir.
And I was seeing my chiropractor about my neck, and he said, anything else? And I told him about my leg, and he said, oh, we can fix that. So he made a pretzel out of me and yanked and popped and all this, and he said, okay, you're good to go. And I don't know whether it's psychosomatic, but for 2 days I didn't have it. And then I saw my primary a couple of weeks later for just a routine thing. Mm-hmm. And I asked him about it, and he says, well, you don't have lazy leg. And he says, lazy leg is when your leg is in pain or something, and you have to move it to try to relieve it. Well, this is just completely involuntarily.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I almost set my clock. About 20, 10 o'clock at night, I'll be reading or watching TV, getting ready for bed, and my left leg, it'll just start jumping and hopping and this sort of thing. And then if I finally get to sleep and I have to get up during the night, well, it's gone. It's just something that happens right before bedtime and then it doesn't recur again until the next evening.
Yes, sir. Huh. Sonny, what you're speaking of is a very mild compression on one of the nerves in the low back that services, if you will, the muscles in the leg. And that's why your chiropractor was able to give you some temporary relief.
Because, 48 hours.
Yes. Yes, and because you can mechanically reduce the stress on a joint until, of course, the cause of that mechanical stress has returned. And for you, probably it's just standing and walking. And again, I tend to find a mechanical solution. You have two ways of managing this, sir. One is I would suspect that there is a leg length discrepancy, whether it is functional or measured, that one of your legs, as for everyone else, functions a bit longer and therefore puts compression on one side of that spinal cord more than the other. Or there are a lot of medications, very low dose, that can stop that in its tracks. So if you don't have back pain, although you might, which is why you're seeing a chiropractor.
Well, this was more or less neck and shoulder that I was happened to be seeing him for.
And I would bet it was the same side as your restless leg. Am I correct?
I don't recall. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you this. I did have hip replacement surgery a year ago, and they did the anterior approach, and my surgeon told me, I told him that my chiropractor said, you know, one of your legs might be a little shorter than the other, and, I mean, all he did was eyeball it. Uh-huh. And so on the OR table, they use this HANA table where they can take x-rays during on the anterior approach. And after the surgery, he said, it was. One was a little shorter than the other, and we took care of that.
Hmm.
And so after he took care of that, well, it was months later, but then I started having this leg jumping around.
Yes, sir. And that is exactly why I use the term functional, because the legs themselves are not the only thing that create length. You have hips, you have a back, a curvature in the back, and posture. And all of those things together create a functional leg length discrepancy. I would suggest, if you wanted the simplest, would be to use a lift on the perceived shorter side, but build up very slowly so as not to cause any back pain. And again, if that doesn't work, some of the other options may be beneficial.
Well, I asked my primary about medications, and he says, I don't know of any for this.
Yes, sir. There are a number of medications.
Could you give me some names I could give to him?
Yes, sir, I certainly could. One is gabapentin, very low dose, 100 milligrams at night.
Gaba what?
Pentin, gabapentin.
Pumpkin?
Pentin, G-A-B-A-P-E-N-T-I-N, otherwise known as Neurontin. Very low dose, yes, sir.
All right.
Works very well.
Well, evidently, he said, well, I don't know of any medications for it. Maybe you'll outgrow it, and the chiropractor did give me some exercises to do at home, and I've done those faithfully. But like I said, it's it's just a nightly ritual. And
I tell you what, Sonny, we've got all the calls lines full, so we want to try to get everybody in today.
Okay, well, I thank you, and I will certainly.
Well, let me. Do you have a pen?
Yeah.
Handy. Okay. Well, you can also call her office. It is area code 904-825-0540.
30540?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Sonny.
You have a blessed day.
You as well. You too, Sonny. Thank you so much.
We'll make sure you get some good sleep.
Okay. All right. Let's go next to Evelyn from the West Side. Hi, Evelyn. And thanks for holding on. And what is your question today?
Hi. Are there any new procedures for correcting hematomas?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
there's always something new, Miss Evelyn.
Thank goodness, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what can she do for that?
Well, it certainly depends on where the deformity and where the imbalance in the foot that creates the hammer toe lies. Many people assume, reasonably so, that the hammer toe is a deformity of the toe, which it is, but it's also relative to an imbalance in the foot itself. So it really depends on where the imbalance lies as to whether or not that certain procedures can be done. But there are a number of them.
The second toe overlaps the big toe.
Yes, that's called a second metatarsal overload syndrome. That is generally due to the fact that the metatarsal, which is the long bone that is in the foot before you have a toe, is longer at that second than the big toe. Many times it is also associated with a bunion deformity. Most people know a bunion as that big bump at the base of the big toe, but also the movement of the big toe towards the little toes. Both of those conditions often occur together, and there are a number of very successful techniques that resolve that.
Including the wires that are inserted?
Well, there are wires. There are implants that don't require wires. If there is a fear of any one particular thing, Evelyn, we have there's always a workaround. So if it's kind of scary to have a wire,
yeah,
it's really not scary. It's like having an earring. Something through my ear. It sounds scary. It really does. But it's actually a very effective and very cost-effective way of managing that deformity.
Huh.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Best of luck,
Evelyn. Absolutely. Glad to be able to help.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Evelyn. We appreciate you listening, too. Okay, we've got Cheryl and Cheryl, I think, left. And so hang on the line. We're going to get to your phone calls just as soon as we take a brief break. You're listening to Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV.
Monday morning, so you can plan your day and avoid delays on your way to work, weather, and traffic every 6 minutes, starting at 5 on Jacksonville's Morning News.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
This is Dan Hodges, president of Duval Ford. You've heard me talk about how Duval Ford is a haggle and hassle-free dealership. We've made Duval Ford a safe place for you to buy a vehicle without all the back-and-forth games. We shop the market every single day so we can offer you our lowest price right up front and make sure we're as competitive as possible with our pricing.
This month, come take a look at a 2015 Explorer for only $249 per month for 36 months lease. $35.99 due at signing. Zero security deposit. Does not include all taxes and fees. Offer expires 11/30/14.
As responsible homeowners and business owners, we pay our premiums on time and in good faith. Sadly, insult is added to injury when your own insurance company denies your claim or makes a lowball offer that doesn't come close to making you whole. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. We have a section of lawyers whose sole practice area is representing consumers in disputes with their own insurance company. Whether you have questions concerning hurricane damage, fire, business interruption, sinkhole damage, or other insurance matters, visit ForThePeople.com for help or call 1-800-MORGAN-LAW. That's 1-800-MORGAN-LAW. And by the way, it's important to know that even though you have already received a settlement check for hurricane or other damage, you may still be entitled to recover for additional damages you discover later. If you have questions, call Morgan & Morgan for the people. Offices, Jacksonville.
Pulling the trigger on retirement can be a costly mistake if your finances aren't in good shape.
Our business model is to bring all of the options to the client so they can make an informed decision.
Mike Lester and the team at Talon Wealth Management will work closely with you to create a comprehensive strategy for achieving your goals.
I love sitting down with individuals and talking about investments and retirement.
Listen to Guarding Your Nest Egg with Mike Lester, Sunday at 3 on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, this is Greg. I'm 30.
My name is Fred. I'm 26.
My name is Christy.
I'm 27.
My name is Jason. I'm 36 years old.
My name is Kelly.
I'm 25 years old.
My name is Mike.
I'm 27 years old.
My name is Laura.
I'm 28.
My name is Sai.
I'm 26 years old.
This is Shamora. I'm 23.
Hey, this is Brevin. I'm 26. And I'm listening to News 104.5 WOKV.
There is hope for America. Young people are engaging in the news, and they have the power to vote with knowledge heard here. Thanks for listening to News 104.5 WOKV. The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A 6 on the WOKV weather meter with a mix of clouds and sun today. A few scattered showers mainly near the coast and a high around 60, but cooler at the beaches. Partly cloudy with a few showers near the coast tonight down to 50 degrees. Partly cloudy and milder tomorrow. A few showers, a high in the low 70s. And Monday all the way into the upper 70s, increasing cloudiness, breezy and mild with mainly afternoon and evening showers and perhaps a thunderstorm. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Listen live wherever you are. Streaming on the TuneIn app for iPhone and Android. Jacksonville's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back to Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare and News 104.5 WOKV. I am your host, Roxy Tyler, and a big thanks to Dr. Beth Pierce, a podiatrist, for being here today. And let's go straight to the phone lines because we've had them all lit up all day long. This has been a record, I think. Thank you so much, Dr. Pierce, for coming in. We've got Cheryl from Orange Park up next. Hi, Cheryl. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing
thanks
great.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Okay, I have been blessed with breaking a baby toe probably 4 or 5 times.
Ouch.
And I'm just one of those that are prone to run into things. And the doctors tell me there's nothing they can do for baby toes because I don't know why, but even the podiatrist. But this toe constantly aches me all the time now, especially at night when I go to lay down.
Got it.
And I'm just wondering if there's anything that could be done.
Yes, yes, absolutely. When was the last time that you broke that baby toe?
Probably about 6 months, maybe a little longer.
Okay, so it's, and I tell everybody, up to 3 months, you will get post-traumatic discomfort. Again, your nighttime pain is nerve-related, and you probably jammed the little nerve that lives in between the toes, And there's a lot of stuff that we can do if you would want. Often all it requires is making that nerve numb to allow it to reset. It can be amazingly successful. Just imagine your computer kept looping. What do? You mm-hmm. shut it down and you reboot, and that's all we have to do, Cheryl.
So it's a shot.
It's a shot, yes. Or you can cry every night.
And is it a one-shot deal and you're done?
It's hard to say.
How does that work?
It is hard to say, but generally most people, one will give them so much relief that even if they had to have it done again, they'd be saying, okay, sign me up for this.
Really?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So it's not very painful or anything? And
No. It's minimally uncomfortable for years of relief, or, you know, you can have every night with that toe. It's just a choice away.
Yeah.
Your relief is a choice away.
And you're like I am, Cheryl, apparently a little clumsy because I've stubbed my toes several times and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So
yeah, it's usually toolboxes or something because I'll be helping somebody and step down off of the chair and just bam, it'll pop.
Ooh.
It just takes a second, and every time the burn is just that much more worse.
Yeah.
And burn and night pain are neon signs for nerve pain.
Okay, can I ask you one thing that
yes.
just coincides with that?
Yes.
I do have a bulging disc in my lower back.
On that same side, yes.
Well, it's actually both of my legs. I can feel tingling up and down my legs. I've
yep.
had the nerve conduction test.
Yep.
And they said it's probably from the bulging disc.
Yes.
Can that be associated with that too?
Yes, yes. It increases the gain. Gain is a term that we use to describe the static on the line. Absolutely. Cheryl, yeah, it predisposes okay. you. Best of luck, and please feel free, if you have any other questions, to contact
okay.
me.
Okay. Thank you so much.
My
All right.
pleasure.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Best of
uh-huh.
luck to you. We appreciate
Thank
the call.
You.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, I tell you, we have had just like a record number of callers. We've got like just a few seconds left. Any final thoughts from you on people that are having problems with their feet to just, you know, go ahead and go to the podiatrist and don't wait?
Well,
what would be your advice?
I agree. I always say facts are friendly, and sometimes you can avoid a problem by understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
And please, everyone, be an advocate for your own health. Just because someone says you should or you have to doesn't mean that you have to when it comes to medicine. Get an opinion, get a second if you'd like.
All right, great advice. Thank you so much, Dr. Beth Pierce, a podiatrist, and she works for St. Vincent's, and she has her own practice at Well in St. Augustine. Her last name, P-E-A-R-C-E, Beth Pierce. So thank you so much, Dr. Pierce. And thank you for tuning in to Ask the Doctor. Don't forget, tune in again next Saturday at 2. We're going to focus on more important issues that affect your life and your health. That's next week right here on Ask the Doctor. Now stay tuned for Pet Health Talk. That's next on 104.5 WOKV.
Stream live at WOKV.com and on the News 104.5 app. WOKV Jacksonville. WOKV FM Atlantic Beach.
Oh, hey, boss, look. It's that talk show host you like.
Oh, yeah. Turn it up.
And what is it you like about this guy?
Nothing. It's just that he helps us crooks by promoting that do-it-yourself alarm system that has no contract and uses third-party monitoring.
Oh, I love those systems. I wish more people would get them.
No kidding. Problem is, the customer has to design it, buy it.